We tried to get a permit this year, but we've never had a moose permit yet. Wolves are coming in, coyote.
No, not, sound like they're gonna turn loose.
Are there different kinds of wolves?
Yeah, timber wolf and the Arctic wolf.
Oh, so it's the timber and Arctic?
The timber and the Arctic.
Okay.
Wolf.
I see, and what was I gonna ask? Oh, this thing that Wyoming's famous for, the
black ferret. Black footed ferret.
That's Meteetse.
That's in Meteetse, but it's Wyoming.
I was just over in Meteetse yesterday.
Were you? Did you get to talk to someone there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. That's great. Anything else? Plains animals or maybe desert animals you're familiar with?
Rattlesnakes.
Are there other types of snakes?
Bull snake, water snake.
Have you ever heard of a buffalo snake?
No. Do you?
No. I've seen coral snakes up there in the Badlands type.
Well, there was one kind of a snake that looked like a bull snake, but he was dangerous. He'd get up on the head and just come towards you when we were up here.
Very flat-headed instead of round-headed.
Yeah, it's a different snake. I don't know what it is.
Do you have those fast blue ones?
Yes, blue racer.
That's what they're called?
Yes.
Okay. I have no idea. I just heard that. Let's see what else do we have. Oh, insects. That's a good thing to
Oh, grasshoppers, beetles.
Norman crickets.
Fly. Flies and mosquitoes and bats and
what are those
spiders.
What are those little flies I've seen around that are black and orange on their back? They're just out now. They're mostly black, but they have little orange markings.
Well, there's a horse. There's a horse fly that's bigger, but there's
that would be.
Is that like a box elder bug, or is that?
Oh, that's they're red. They're flat. And have red wings. When you kill them, then some wings come out that look red. Those are box elder bugs.
Okay, I see. Those are the ones I was talking about.
Oh, and they seem to get in everywhere. I don't know, they've done some better up at the church there, but it used to be that they'd get in the attic, and then every time it was warmed up in there here, we'd have box elder bugs crawling all over.
That's great. What about those things that late at night, they fly up in the lights?
Millers.
Millers?
Moth.
Okay, are those the same thing?
No.
No, there's a different kind. Then there's the white miller that gets the cabbage worm. And there's, I don't know.
What would you say?
Them white ones are butterflies, isn't it?
The white?
Yeah.
Well,
so
no,
moths are a type of miller, or millers are a type of moth?
There's a moth and then there's a miller.
I think they're two different things.
I see.
Some of them are quite heavy-bodied. Some moths you get will have a body that's, well, half an inch deep through.
So they're generally bigger than
millers. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I see. Okay. What about stinging insects?
Wasps, honeybees, bumblebees.
Yellow jackets.
Now, is that different than a wasp?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's the wasp, is it the wasp or what that has some of its nests in the ground, and you go over them with a mower, and they'll come up and sting your horses and everything. Is that a bumblebee? Okay.
Now, are there wasps with different types of?
Yes, there's wasp, and then there's a hornet. A wasp is a shorter, hotter one, I believe, when they sting you than the hornet. The hornet's body's a little bit longer.
And the yellow jacket's even bigger than the wasp, maybe?
No, they're smaller.
They're smaller.
Smaller than a hornet, though, too?
Yeah, that's a little yellow one.
That's the little yellow
one. Let's see. Okay. What about, do you have things like chiggers?
No, we have ticks.
Okay, and what?
Sheep ticks. Rocky Mountain fever.
That's what you can
comes get. From it.
Is there any other name that might have?
The tick.
Or the
Rocky Mountain fever.
Well,
spotted fever.
Mm-hmm. Same, okay.
Yeah.
And is that the same as tick fever?
Yes.
And how do you get that?